Yo, what's up, what's happening, what is happening, what is going on with ya? One guys.
Yes, sir, nigga, yeah. Definitely, please.
What's happening? What's going on with you?
Not much. Just cooling.
So, you got another show at the brewery, right?
Yes, I have a show at the brewery on my birthday, as a matter of fact.
That's your birthday?
My birthday.
No.
Yes.
That's why you're telling me now.
July 12th. It's just a small little set, you know. It's just a little family thing going on. Like the same little crowd that was there the last time.
Right.
And maybe it's going to be about an hour, but I'm going to run a few tunes and hold some harmony for one of the guitar player, I think it is, Chris.
Oh, yeah, Chris Funky, the bass player.
Oh, he was a bass player. I'm
Yeah. It's same, it's good, it's all good. Thank you for that new intro, by the way.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
No, I thought you had one this month.
Actually...
The council?
No, it's not. The show is still going on, and it's not, you know, artists, sometimes it's like a walk-up thing, so there's going to be a number of bands playing at the... Sandbar in Cocoa Beach. I guess it's supposed to be a world famous sandbar, Cocoa Beach, Florida.
Oh.
And I'm gonna be going to that 420. Lots of bands gonna be playing over there, a couple of herb tunes.
Yeah.
And I think we're gonna leave that spot and ride over to Merritt Island to Tropical Sunrise, I think it is, smoothie a bar or something like that.
What?
Yeah.
You gonna hook me up with the banana smoothie?
Yeah, you know I'm good.
You probably make a banana better one anyway.
Yeah, trust me. You know, I make my own things. Just because I like, you know, what I make. I'm looking for a certain flavor. But I'll support, you know, but honestly, I like my own stuffs.
Yeah, I mean, you are a...
I can do my own things, no man.
I know you're a certified herbalist. And, Yeah, that kombucha was hitting.
Yeah,
what's that, the lighter?
Oh. Thank you very much.
I'm sorry.
Session.
I don't know anything about...
Session
wine. I don't know anything about no session. 1, 2, 3. Nothing.
So you know. I said look.
So, yeah. So, you've been writing a lot of... You know, go ahead and handle your business. I'll go ahead and talk to the studio audience. You've been... have you been writing anything lately? Some new tune?
Actually, I do got a new tune that I was writing. It's the tune is wicked. I don't even know how to call the tune yet. Like I have a name for it, you know. I'm not gonna put it out like that. So I won't go on the hitch, but I'll give you a little piece of the song.
All right.
So, like,
a little bit.
When we step in at the place, so we hand pan we waist and we sexy as Frank. DJ Emma see a woman looking so good, them off it pull up the track. Enough man off it smile up them face, enough man them off it get hard attack. I said, go no more, we can't do nothing else because we start singing out there.
And that's cool, that's cool.
If anybody
sample?
Can build something with that, they can run. And we'll tell money, but until then, until we have to bust it, I release, you know, give a little sample of a little taste, but that is just in progress.
And just a little bit, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool, I appreciate that.
Yeah, and I'm playing with another little tune, it's an old song, but I was kind of a little lay low on that one too, because I practiced it with band, and I didn't want to, you know, just run away with somebody else's thing, you know, they got their hooks on it.
Right.
But I liked it so much, I decided to kind of incorporate it into a song that I recorded. I still got some touching up to do on the song, you know, to make it legit.
Right.
But, it's going to be nice. It's going to be real nice. So... You know, I'll keep in touch with you. Make sure you get a little sample of the thing in my mind. You can shot the thing on the cyber shot.
Mm. And
so it go. Representing cyber shots. The one got us, you know, we have to represent.
Yeah.
You know, respect.
So, yeah, I just ran into one guy just hanging out. So you might hear a couple of cars going by, but I appreciate this interview.
We're in cyberspace. I mean, what you think? One ball suspension. Mm. You never know, see.
Mm.
Earth are suspended in the air, in the atmosphere.
Mm.
And nothing a whole pan we, see it? I should tell them that. Education for the dummies.
Mm.
They find cyber shots. That's how we do it.
Right now.
Cyberspace with their ass. Mm. Right after they shot it.
They released the photon. Release the drones. Mm. Release the drones. But
import,
yeah.
The cyber shots.
Huh?
And pour the cyber shots.
That's right. That's right. Oh, shit. Pour the cyber shots. There you go. Matter of fact, let's take a shot together.
Okay.
Treat. Two, one. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. This is your boy Cyber Titty Shots, and we keep it hot.
That's what my granddad used to say. Listen to it one more time. One more again.
Lay court.
Ah, Lay court.
Lay court means rewind. Gunshot means forward. You requested it, so we
rewind. Pull up. Reggae now if it stop. Dance on now stop. Jamaica if it go on. Yeah, and rap too.
But here's the funny thing, though. Here's the funny thing about you, which I noticed about you. You know, we mess around a little bit on the instruments, making music and everything, you know. I'm not no push button guy. You know, with me, it's all instruments. It's a guitar, a bass, or a real drum set, that type of shit. I remember one Thanksgiving, you know, we was Knucklehead was trying to spit some bars.
Was that
Yes.
Coop DeVille.
Yes, Coop DeVille was trying to spit some bars. And you just slayed him. I'm like, this is Cypher. You got them bars. I know you don't like rap.
Yeah.
I know.
But, so, you know, spirit alone can catch a vibe.
Mm.
So, I can rap.
I know you can rap. You slayed him. You got bars.
That's it. Lyrical.
Yeah.
You have to be lyrical. And I can say that, honestly, lyrics just have to come. Mm. It's a spirit thing, I think. Anybody come with lyrics, you know, they just free up themselves. And a vibe, I have to catch them, and before you know it, they gone. Yeah, because lyrics don't easy to come up with. Everybody be superstar.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Especially with this internet.
And then you have to have some type of. It's some type of energy, of vibes that draw people and audiences. Like, I call it flinging energy. You know, if you're an artist, you know, the artist that capture the crowd is one who fling energy. You know, because you get on the stage and it's not often that you can actually complete a song unless you are going to perform a song. You know, so you're going to do it from beginning to end, or you're going to do a couple of songs and, you know, you're going to perform them to the T. But other than that, when you're doing a stage show performance, you know, you're just going to spit the lyrics. It's almost like DJing. You're
right.
Gonna DJ your music,
right?
You know, so you're gonna start spitting your lyrics. So you're gonna have the crowd to help you sing that part. Then you're gonna come with some more lyrics, the favorite part of the song they like, and the crowd is gonna help you with that part. And before you know it, you go on to the next song that everybody loves. So flinging energy is, to me, you know, from my experience, the most important thing at being an artist of any sort, cooking. Musician, singer, songwriter, whatever it is, you know.
And I also noticed, speaking of your stage performance, you are very comfortable on the stage.
Ooh, I wish I could say that. I think I'm comfortable on the stage. And if I'm not, I make myself get comfortable because the show must go on. I believe in that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I've recorded you plenty of times.
Yeah, I think... I'm not different from any other human being, so I would imagine there's plenty of artists that get on there, and sometimes it's short notice. They may not have things together exactly, you know, whatever, but show must go on. So you have to put the time. And the thing has to go on. So, and, you know, if it must happen.
Let's take another shot.
All right. Cheers.
This is Hobby Shots.
Pop up.
Okay. I gotta remember that. I gotta remember that for real, though.
Especially when it's sparkly. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's my granddaddy. You know, we have to keep ancestral things alive. So, my granddaddy, he was top dog. You know? A shout out to my ancestor Paris Haynes.
Right.
What's up? I love you. One time shot from my homie.
That's your That's your oldest son's name, isn't it?
Yes.
So he was named after your grandfather.
Yeah, I named him after my grandfather.
I just figured that out. That's cool. That's cool.
So he's Paris Hall, and I also am the only child of my father who decided to keep his last name even for my children. So we are a Hall family. You know, not to say that I'm the man, but I am the Shan. And through the Shan, you know, if my boys have children, you know, there'll be some more Halls under my father. Excuse me.
You know what, though? Not to cut you off. You also have a twin sister. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yes.
It took me a while. When I, you know, when you told me you had a twin and you posted their pictures on Instagram, I was like, damn, who is who?
Well, some people think we look just alike. Some people think we don't. And I have my twin sister. I love her so much. We have I guess the relationship is much better. It's been what?
A little rocky.
You would call it. No, well, I wouldn't call it rocky. It's more like a nemesis.
Right.
Relationship. Like there's the arch rivals or something like that, and I would like to not think that, you know, I was the archest of the rivals, but then again, you know,
you're the older twin.
I'm
though, right?
Like balance, so I'm not gonna say it's not me. No, I'm actually the baby, but I did get we have one of those like biblical births.
Okay.
Like, you know, my twin was first born, but the name that I got made me firstborn, like on earth, you know, because they go by names, numbers, alphabetical order.
Right.
So, I'm Chandria, she is Chandria. So, because I got the A,
okay.
She got the O, because we both SLH.
Right.
Chandria LaShawn, Chandria LaVon. It's almost the same middle name.
Exactly.
You know? And then if you put our names in the computer, the names will go together, even though it's LaShawn and LaVon. It's strange, but that's what happens. If we go into any system together, when we were younger, she lived here in Orlando, and I lived in Gainesville, and we both had check cashing at Albertsons.
Right.
You know, they used to cash checks. So we would, every time I would go to cash my check, I would have to reapply to cash my check.
Because she cashed hers.
Because our social was different. And every time she went, she would have to reapply. And what happened is I moved down here to Orlando, and this was Albertsons, where the Walmart is right there on
Orange
Avenue in Michigan.
Right.
So we went there together one day, and I don't know if it was me who went to cash my check, and the thing happened. And at that time, we discovered that's why every time when I was in Gainesville, I would go to cash my check. When she was here, she would go to cash her check. And because we were in the same computer system, it would put our names together, but our socials were different.
So
when I came here and started voting, the same thing happened to us at the voting office.
Really?
Yeah.
The struggles of twins. Seriously, I never thought about that.
Yeah, I guess it depends on the name.
Right.
But, so, anyway... because of my name.
Only one vowel difference.
Yeah. That's the struggle. But we make it, you know, we get along. And that's a true story, but we don't have one of those land of make-believe twin stories. We have one of those, like, if they show you some movies where the twins are, you know, fighting in the stomach and then they come out fighting on Earth. And
yeah, I see like that.
Some real deal, knockout.
Yeah, drag down play.
Yeah.
The only reason I can tell y'all apart because her dreads are a little bit longer.
Yep.
That's the only way I can tell y'all apart.
Yes. But you see me laying this out.
They're taking off.
What?
The dreads taking off. Yeah.
I've been doing a new thing, the rice water.
Mm.
That's in the mud.
Can I put that in my beard?
Oh, it's on mud.
Mm.
Yes, you can.
You gonna hook me up with some of that?
What?
Put that in my beard.
I might hook you up with some rice water. We have to be knowing about these things. See, government can make all kinds of stuff and put it on the shelf. It smells so good. I can't stand all of that smell in my hair sometimes. It's like, it's too much. But the rice water is known. I'd seen it on a, probably looking on Facebook one day or some years ago or something like that. I don't know how I seen it. Maybe I was on line and looking up something else, and that was something that they were showing. You know, they start advertising all kind of stuff.
Right.
But so I tried, and I think since I've tried it, this is what happened to my hair. It's like it just...
It's taking off.
Yeah, one day I just dropped, and I was like, dang, did my hair grow? And I actually said it to myself, like, what? And so
didn't I hit you up on Instagram and see your dress taking off?
I love them.
Oh, my shit. Mm-hmm. What the hell? I need to put some of that in my beard.
Yep. Yeah. You got to try it.
I'm going to try it. You hook me up with that, I'm going to try it. Yeah.
Yeah, it does something wonderful.
So, yeah.
Yeah, man. Cool. Fucking A, dude. I'm just joking.
I know you fucking with me. I know you are. You always do that shit.
Yeah, dude.
So you saying I sound like a white boy?
No. You sound like a country white boy.
I am country.
But you're not a white boy.
But hey, it's all good because I got that country swag.
Mm-hmm. But you can be if you bleach, and my bleach all done skin, then
my bleach,
then look like the browning, and a white skin, then I want the chocolate, but chocolate tastes good, it looks good, when you open up a chocolate candy, and a white candy, and sit them there, you know. Everybody know which candy tastes the best.
Oh, shit. Girl, you got me dropping the phone and all type of shit.
So, everybody know what... I mean, I eat white chocolate, but I prefer...
Chocolate?
Chocolate. And sometimes dark chocolate. Mm. Because dark chocolate is so creamy and dark and delicious.
Mm.
So, I mean, chocolate lovers... It came with white chocolate, but chocolate was so good, and it looked like, you know, chocolate was so sweet, and black people so sweet chocolate, instead of monkeys representing us, chocolate seemed to represent us better. You know what I'm saying?
Master monkey.
You know what I'm saying? And it was like, damn, chocolate is being related to niggas. We better come up with a white chocolate. Quick. Fast.
Very
I don't know this. I'm just making this up as we go along.
Yeah, spill.
So, you know, this is cyber business right now. Far out, shit.
Hey,
dude.
You got my shot coming out my nose. That's not cool.
Way out, dude. I'm about to get this shine, maybe, okay? Because it's some real far shit. So, anyway, let me see. We better come up with some white chocolate. They couldn't just.
Oh, man.
Bleed chocolate. They tried to make something about white chocolate. And it survived. You know how it does. White survived.
That's right.
But it never passed the test.
It did not surpass the chocolate.
And so, you know, just like all things that are kind of white and chocolatey, it almost looks, you know, the same because I can shape it up.
That's a Swisher?
No.
Oh.
Z cone. So, anyway, they can shape up the chocolate and say no candy bars and shit and rabbits or whatever. You still does not taste the same. You know what I'm saying?
Ugh.
I don't care if you put a nut inside of it. You know what I'm saying?
Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
Yeah, well, even if you do. Just
oh, shit.
What happened to them?
I just dropped that.
You're slipping.
I've been slipping. A peacock caught me slipping.
A peacock?
Yeah.
I've never seen a bad peacock.
You ain't heard the,
peacock!
You used to collect peacock feathers, right?
I have plenty of peacock feathers.
Now, is that some kind of mystic thing? Or?
I don't know. I know they're beautiful. That's all I can say. I know we ain't had no commercial. Can we make one?
Yeah, we can make one. And we'll be back right after these messages. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. So, one guys, what the hell is going on?
We are back. That's what's going on.
Aww.
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling irate. Oh, yeah, I feel irate.
You trying to open the shots? Yeah. You trying to open the shots? Girl, you can't open that shot. Give me that. Right now. Three.
That's what everything.
What the hell?
That's what. Man, what happened to them? Close that.
Now. Open it so I get a shot, right?
Bless you. This is cyber shots. Go to the moon. If you feel like get shot it to the moon. And come back. You're dead.
Dumbest
Let
man.
This be a lesson for all of those who don't think you can just skip around and gossip. You're dead.
Don't try this at home, kid.
Twin. That's one Jamaican movie I watched. They took Ching Pao or something.
The one you sent me on WhatsApp.
Man.
That shit is hilarious.
Bad, them to the bad, muta, and the thing is, the guy sound just like Muta Baruka. Man, them twins is wicked.
Shit.
Don't worry about me. Zion Chien is coming my way, so
what is that?
Nah, gonna wait and be in the more.
That's like 90 proof.
What? You wanna see fire on it? Everything can work. Fire.
Man,
fire shot, ladies. All right, so me have to hit it. Coupe cloué. That's on Creole. You have to Haitian to know that one. Coupe cloué. That means cut it and nail it.
Coupe cloué?
Haitian say coupe.
Coupe?
Ouvre coupe.
Boule coupe?
Ouvre coupe. Like.
Ouvre coupe.
Voulez coucher avec moi? Voulez-vous coucher avec moi? But they just say, ou voulez couper avec moi? That means, do you want to cut it? Or you want to couper couper, cut it and nail it?
Couper couper?
And nail it. Clouer. That's a Haitian artist. You know, I got some Haitian friends. So
I know.
Some of the Haitian
A little Zoe, you stay in Florida. You gotta speak Spanish.
Man,
you gotta speak Zoe. You gotta speak English.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Information. Yes, I hate
it.
Represent. Say, represent. Yes, women listen to me. Yes, parle Creole, too petit, mais parle Creole. So, I'm a person that like. You know, that's how come I don't know, you know, reggae is just in my soul. Mm. So I'm American. I call myself an Irish American doctor. But, you know, people from America's, you know, we some people from all over the place. We don't even know.
Exactly.
You know, so I know I'm like not just an American. I know I'm born here, but my roots are deeper than that. And I do believe your vibe attracts your tribe. So my family attract a lot of African, West African specifically. And my sister did one of those bloodline things. What's that? Where you know, the ancestry documentary.
Yeah.
So I don't know how accurate they are, but it did link us to like 80-something% West African, and then a little East African, and you know, and then we all have that. There's that one. Well, not all of us, but there was some percent of Caucasian, but. You know, when they tell you, they'll tell you that it doesn't mean like it's necessarily a Caucasian person, but whatever that gene is that would link you to Caucasus.
Yeah.
You see me? Because, you know, everything has to come from the one.
Right.
You know, and it's been proven. Well, I would imagine, you know, white people wouldn't turn up albino from their blood either, because they turn albinos up too. You know, them breed albino, like dogs breed albino, everything. I would imagine trees breed albino. Surprise. Your eyes.
Albino trees?
Yeah, man. You just have to surprise with some things. I don't know if I ever seen one, but you just have to see it. And I think now, because I said it a lot of times when I say things, something have to reveal to me. So you have to just go and Google it. You know what I'm saying? Because there could be some tree that grow without pigmentation that is miraculous. I mean, it's in everything. It's in animals. Why wouldn't it be in land also? It's like I'm having black and white sand or something. I don't know.
I saw an albino peacock.
But it makes sense, right?
Yeah. I saw an albino peacock.
Wow. Oh, yes. I've seen that. All white, whatever you want
to call it. Yeah, it was all white. And me and my boy tried to take a picture of it, and the camera froze. His camera froze, and my camera froze. This shit was like mystic. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, ladies and gentlemen, just been a little spill with sun gods. You know what I'm saying?
Sun gods and one goddess.
One goddess. Oh, damn, I said the name wrong, didn't I?
Well, you said sun gods because we are sun gods.
Right.
That's right. We're not mystique. I don't know if that was a slip of the tongue.
No, no, no. Maybe we can get into how we do our sun thing one episode.
The sun is round and so are we, because I tend to be well-rounded.
He had too many cyber shots.
And the earth is round.
You had too many cyber shots, girl.
It could be flat now. I don't know because I've said it. But anyway, we're there. And we are flat and round.
Mm. And with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we up out this bitch. Oh.
This is the one that we come to tell them, represent. We come to give them more fire. We say,
more fire.